It's Friday, time now for Northwest weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
And we're going to talk about atmospheric pressure today and how it affects us after we hit an all-time record for high pressure on Tuesday. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. Happy New Year, Cliff.
Happy New Year, Bellamy.
And what's in the forecast?
Well, it changes in the offering now. You know, we've had this dry, cold weather for much of the week, but it's changing today. Already the clouds are moving in from a weak weather system that's coming off of the North Pacific. But today's just a warm-up. I mean, it's a warm-up literally. We'll have a little bit of light rain later today, not much. And temperatures are going to climb into the lower 40s, which almost seem warm right now. Saturday is going to be a very blah day. There should be a lot of clouds. There could be a sun break, but not much. Temperatures up into the lower 40s, maybe even mid-40s. Sunday is the day that we see a real transition. A warm front is going to move northward, and with that will be the beginning of some real heavy rain. So we're going to see an atmospheric river condition in which we'll have heavy precipitation on Sunday going into Monday, and temperatures zooming up, you know, well into the upper 40s, and in the mountains, they could have 3 to 5 inches of rain. Here in the lowlands, maybe even 1 or 2. So substantial rain. Unfortunately for our snow lovers, the freezing level is going to rise, you know, probably to 5,000-6,000 feet. So certainly the lower passes will see the snow turning to rain, especially later on Sunday. So that's not so great for the conditions at the ski resorts. And then, you know, Monday will be rainy, and then it should dry out on Tuesday and Wednesday. So returning to a much wetter pattern.
And how about that high pressure we've been seeing lately around here? An all-time record since records began, reached on Tuesday. Why did this happen?
That's right. It was just amazing. A lot of people were emailing me. They thought their barometers were broken. But Seattle and a number of other locations around here reached their all-time record highest pressure since observations were started, you know, generally in the late 1940s. So it's startling. I mean, this is the highest pressure ever observed here. And if you like numbers, it's about 1,045 millibars or hectopascals. That's the units we use. And it was startling.
Because an average reading is what, 1,013, right?
Well, during December around here, the average is probably closer to 1,020. And so, you know, during a typical winter period, we'll go between, you know, highs of 1,030 to lows of maybe 990, 995. But to get above 1,040, and especially 1,045, I mean, that's pretty amazing stuff. Now, the big question is, why did we get such amazing pressure? And the reason is two things came together. An upper-level ridge, that's an upper-level area of high pressure, developed over the region. But then at the same time, it allowed cold air to slide in from the interior of the continent over us. So we had cold, dense air at low levels and higher pressure aloft. And the sum of those together produced the extraordinary pressures. One thing I want to make clear is that we talk about sea level pressure. That is the weight of the air above us. So when you're measuring pressure with a barometer at the surface, it is actually figuring out, it is weighing the air in a vertical column above you. And this week we had high pressure aloft, and then we had this particularly cold, dense air at low levels, and that added to the pressure to give us record-breaking observations.
And some people might have felt it in the form of headaches or sinus pain. It also affects our tides, you write. It makes them lower. So does it literally push them down?
That's right. Pressure affects the tides. You know, we all are used to looking at the tide tables, and they're generally pretty reliable. But they assume average pressure. But if pressure deviates from normal, then the tides, the water levels, can be very different. And in this case, we had much higher pressure. Higher pressure tends to push the water surface down. And so the tides that we observed were much less. The water level was less by an order of a foot compared to the predictions based on astronomical factors. Now, it can work the other way as well. When we have unusually low pressure, then the water level can rise. But this time, we saw really low water levels because of the high pressure.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.